At this time, we will go to permits, projects over $500,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson.
Good morning, Commissioner Bowman, Commission members. We have four page two items this morning. We have subjected these projects to our standard public interest review, and there have been no objections, and staff has recommended approval in some cases with special conditions. With that, I'll read the agenda item for each project. Item 2A, New Kent County, request authorization to install an 8 million gallon per day raw water intake with 1 millimeter screen slots and a maximum through slot velocity of 0.25 feet per second in the Pamunkey River near Old Church Road on the Northbury Farm in New Kent County. The project includes a jurisdictional submerged water line beneath approximately 8 linear feet of Black Creek and is intended to provide a reliable public water supply for New Kent County and satisfy projected water demands for the next 50 years. In this case, staff recommends approval with the following special conditions. Permittee agrees to a time of year restriction on all in-stream construction work from February 15 through June 30 to protect anadromous fish species, and August 1 through November 15 to protect the federally endangered Atlantic sturgeon, unless waived in writing based on the concurrence of the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. Second special condition for New Kent County would be that the permittee agrees to provide $75,000 in funding for an alewife and blueback herring hatchery propagation and age validation study received on July 6, 2018. In this case, captured returns of adult herring will be evaluated for oxytetracycline marked otoliths for age validation of Virginia River herring stocks and evaluation of hatchery propagation as a conservation tool for river herring in Virginia. Annual reports shall be provided to VMRC and the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission for a five-year period following study initiation. Data from the age validation study and any resultant otoliths shall be provided to and retained by the Marine Resources Commission for use as a training set to aid Atlantic Coastal States fisheries managers with age validation and management of river herring stocks. Just as an aside, when projects like this go in tidal freshwater reaches, there's always the threat that there will be some impact to anadromous fish spawning in the region. And so as a result, we had worked with New Kent County to identify a mitigation strategy, which we think the second condition addresses to help with river herring stocks and improvement of the stocks in the state of Virginia. Moving on to item 2B, Atlantic Power Company. Appalachian Power Company, requests authorization to construct 21 individual aerial crossings of sections of the McClure River and its tributaries totaling 2,043 feet. The utility aims to install a new non-electric telecom cable installed below the existing electrical conductors and attached to existing distribution poles in Russell and Dickinson County. In this case, staff recommends a royalty of $6,129 for the encroachment over 2,043 linear feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2C, the town of Cape Charles, requests authorization to install a 735-foot-long offshore breakwater north of three existing breakwaters and a 425-foot-long offshore breakwater south of the three existing breakwaters. The project is situated on the Chesapeake Bay, approximately 2,500 feet west of Cape Charles Harbor in the town of Cape Charles. This is a renewal of a previously issued permit for the five breakwaters, and all previous permit conditions shall apply. Item 2D, Wagman Heavy Civil Incorporated, request modification to their previously issued permit to allow the installation of an additional 2,500 square feet of temporary stone causeway to facilitate construction of the I-95 southbound collector distribution lanes project across the Rappahannock River in Spotsylvania and Stafford counties. In this case, we recommend an approval with all the previous permit conditions to remain in effect, including complete removal of the temporary causeway upon project completion. Be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Watkinson? Ms. Everett.
For item 2A, is that $75,000 support the actual propagation and research, or is it research solely for propagation? For item 2A, is that $75,000 support propagation research or propagation and research?
It's just the research to evaluate the fish that have been propagated and put in the streams with that overlay marking.
To analyze if the propagation is working?
Yes, to understand better where the fish are going and what works in terms of stocking the streams. Randy may have anything else he would want to add regarding the study.
Yes, the... this is going to be the work of Dr. Greg Gallner at VCU and Mike Odom at the Harrison Lake National Disaster. They'll be seeking additional funding outside of this amount of money to further the study in further years, but this is the amount that they have offered for this compensation for this project. So they'll be burning the fingerlings, tagging them with an oxycycline, hoping for returns in three years. Talked to Dr. Tucky extensively about this with them. One of the things we don't have with Virginia River and stocks is ATAR, they can track for the whole East Coast. So that alone, if we can get returns, will be a huge advantage for the factors, fishery managers for managing the stocks. In addition, we'll be evaluating with this project whether or not pigment introduction is a viable alternative for trying to propagate the stocks.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here in the audience for or against these page two items that wishes to be heard? They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve page two items.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to approve the page two items, seconded by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.